Calgary Flames 2021 prospect camp opens today. They'll be riding bikes and stretching. They'll be what was it, Rhett? The reach and push, or the sit and reach.
Come on.
Yeah, that's right. That was your forte, right? With your with your long arms. Never lose. I just can't wait to hear all the results. Who's got the best sit and reach? And VO2s and what are the fat pinch with the calipers?
Yeah, who's fat this year? Anyone fat?
Who's fat? Let's find out with Brad Pascal, Flames assistant general manager, joining us here on the hotline. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, and the old flexed arm hang, I'm sure, is going to be mixed in there, too, to make sure that we get that tested.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
It's important stuff. And then I guess you'll do some on-ice stuff tomorrow and beyond for whatever that's worth. But it does get going today. With everything COVID-related, we've seen it. We're, a year and a half into this thing. This feels kind of like normal. Outside of, obviously, masks and whatnot, is this as close to regular, just what we would see from a camp as would be normal?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Brad Schlevin and I were talking about it actually yesterday. And, you know, just, hey, it starts tomorrow, and we're like, geez, it seems like forever we've had a rookie year development camp and it does seem normal. So yeah, we're excited to have these the prospects in and start working with them. And as you said, they got testing and medicals today, and then we're going to have a meeting tonight, then they'll have a first practice tomorrow and get ready for the main camp and get ready for a couple of games against the Oilers.
We kind of have fun with it as far as today with the training. Is that just more kind of a unspoken accountability check for the players to see where their fitness levels are at, or what do you determine from it?
Yeah, as I said, you know, we've missed it for the last little bit, but yeah, typically what you do is if you have a draft pick that comes along, it's really measuring where he is. Like, so comparative data over the last 3 or 4 years, and you know, our development team works with these guys on individual plans and saying, hey, here are the areas you have to get, you know, have improvements in and gains in, and we work on a plan together. And yeah, this is, it's really a ground zero testing of like, hey, where are they in these goal settings? And, you know, like their overall fitness and nutrition and everything that Ray Edwards and our development team dives in with these guys. So I think it's just a measuring stick that we use. And as you mentioned, a little bit of accountability as well.
There's some interesting names. It's kind of unique that all of the kids that are turning pro, really the three names at the top of the list, I think just of intrigue, are of that class. Dustin Wolf and, of course, Jacob Pelche and Connor Zeri, all graduating out of the junior ranks, and all three are going to be very... A lot of eyes are going to be on these guys. Let's start with Dustin Wolf. What a story he has been from a seventh-round pick to making world junior teams and won 18 of his 22 last year.
You should have the shutout record in the WHL. You get screwed out of like 50 games.
Yeah, he is just, he's had a phenomenal trajectory even before you guys drafted him. But what do you look for here? The expectation, I guess, is that he's going to the Stockton Heat. Talk to me about Dustin Wolf and where he's at, or where you hope to see that he's at.
Yeah, that is exactly what the plan is for Dustin, and we're really excited. As you guys mentioned, everything you mentioned, obviously we follow Jordan Siglett and Thomas Spear, two of our goaltending coaches that oversee his development and are in a regular communication with him. You know, Thomas Spear has done some work with him in the summer continually over the last couple of years, and this guy's ready to turn pro, eager to turn pro. He can hardly wait. Had a good shot with him at the rink a couple of days ago. He's already here and he's chomping at the bit. So he's just such a competitive player. You know, you'll see that throughout camp, and we've seen it here in junior. And you know, we had the opportunity for him to play three games last year for Stockton while the Heat were in Calgary before he had to go back to junior when the WHL started up. And you just see that in his game. This guy, you know, he wants to get better. And you know, we feel that, you know, he had such a great junior career, but we feel that he's made really good strides in his overall development plan this past summer. So he's ready to go, and we're excited to see him.
And he's a kid that might he'll be able to tell you where Stockton is because he played those Heat games. It was here, but he's a California kid, so he'll know the lay of the land a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I know he's got family and friends, an hour's drive from there. So yeah, he's by all means, that's where he'll spend most of his time this year, and finding his craft, he'll be good to have some friends and family close by.
Brad Pascal, Flames assistant GM, is our guest here on Sportsnet. Ryan,
you referenced that little debut in the American Hockey League for Dustin last year. Connor Zary, the same situation. How valuable was that for them with obviously the challenges that the WHL had in getting anything close to a full season and beyond just their regional bubbles to get in against its men a little bonus ahead of time?
Yeah, really important. In Connor's case, especially, here's a guy that is a center, can also play the wing. And as a young centerman, you really learn, you're playing against bigger and stronger guys, which is the obvious statement. But for him to have that opportunity for 9 games is to really see it. And, we had lots of chats with him, throughout that experience. And it's one of those things where, hey, I think I'm ready and I'm gonna come here and dominate. But it's a little bit of an eye opener too. It's like, wow, this is a hard league, and these are good players here, and I got to make sure that I'm ready to go. So that I think that was kind of some insight that he gained for sure before we went back to junior, and then going into this camp and this season. I mean, ultimately, all these guys they want to get to main camp and show what they have to our NHL group and hopefully have a chance to make the NHL roster. I mean, that's everybody's goal here, right? Mm-hmm. But, if he's spending and keep developing his time in the American League, to have that insight over 9 games and just see the, how difficult of a league it is. I think it's a really good starting point for him, just to have that preparation behind him.
I know in Kamloops he took a pretty good knock into the head. There was a high head hit that kind of took him. Where is he at? Where was that in terms of his season and any lingering effects, or is he pretty much back to where he should be?
Yeah, definitely 100%. And that's something that our medical group worked with their medical group in Kamloops, and obviously Connor, and making sure that he was 100% through that, and he wasn't, rushing back himself too early. So yeah, no, he had a really good year of or summer of training as well, and no lingering effects, and he's 100% coming into camp.
Wanted to ask you a little bit about Jacob Pelche, the third of the trio of prospects that Boomer alluded to off the top. He had probably the fullest season of those three junior leagues out in the queue, and a lot of people that study the level have been very impressed with this play. The numbers are really strong, but it's also his play without the puck. Can you tell us what you've seen?
Well, that's exactly it. Jacob's is a smart, skilled player, and you watch him in games, you watch him in practice, just of how smart he is and how he sees the game, the plays that he can make, and where he positions himself. And that's what you see. He's a competitive guy as well. He obviously played really well for the World Junior team, as did Connor Zary, and both had really good junior careers. So, his evolution of turning pro, I think he brings those traits and something that we're excited about. I mean, competitive, smart players, and he obviously has skill of what he produced in junior, and another guy that we're really excited about.
Is there anyone that jumps out to you that we haven't brought up that might have a chance at making a bit of an impact? Guys that we might not know so much about?
Well, yeah, I mean, lots of guys, and not to single, this guy or this guy, but, Mark Pospisil is a guy that when he spent some time, obviously, in Stockton the last couple of years, and then suffered a shoulder injury, had surgery, and then also hurt his knee, with Stockton last year, so didn't get a full season in. He's a guy that is back and fully recovered. He has size and grit and skill. Can play center and wing as a left shot. So, he's one guy that's coming off injury that I think is preparing to play a full season rep. And I think that's, having you know, he said he's been injured in his last 2 years. So if there's one guy that I can identify that's like, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing a full season and seeing what he could do, would be Martin, and somebody that I'm excited about with his size and his competitive spirit and his grit.
Now, is there a chance he'll be off to the Olympics for Slovakia?
I don't know if Martin will be. I mean, Rudzicka's the guy that played, you know, with Slovakia a number of times, including the most recently. So, you know, they haven't indicated their final rosters yet and won't for a number of months. But, you know, I think Rudzicka would definitely have a look, and perhaps Pospisil. But, you know, Rudzicka, just with his play there most recently, you know, I think is in the radar. And I think Martin, depending, you know, like I say, he's been hurt and he needs to get some good, solid games under him.
And for Rudzicka, because it was kind of a play-in thing for Slovakia, right? And he was a big part of leading them, getting them even qualified for Beijing.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I think he's had some good experiences for World Juniors and possibly split World Juniors for Slovakia too. But that's they're really high on Rudzicka. And, I mean, so are we, right? This is a young, a big centerman that you know, can do so many things, and I know the Slovakian team is really, really excited to be in the Olympics, and then hopefully have him as part of it.
As the GM of Stockton, you've obviously seen a lot of Connor Mackey last year in his first season of pro. You've certainly seen a ton of Oliver Shillington at both levels over the years, and you've watched Matthew Phillips and the aforementioned Adam Rudzicka put up some pretty significant numbers. What would the message be to them when you see a lot of veterans added late here and I guess the more probable outcome of them starting in the American League again? Like, what's the conversation like when they see a Brad Richardson, a Trevor Lewis, an Eric Goodbranson, a Michael Stone all enter the fold?
Well, it's you know, the message is no different. You come into camp and you have to be the best player. Show what you can do and what you're here for, what your calling card is. I mean, that's what you have to do. You can't be looking around and saying, well, you know, I don't have a chance or what have you. You know, be the best player and let the chips fall where they may. And that's the message to all these guys is, you know, there so many different factors can happen at training camp and exhibition games and be the best player, be the guy that everybody's talking about. And that's the message. And you know, if any of these guys end up in Stockton, it's, you know, it's every day you have to be the best player when you're down there and be in the conversation to be back in the NHL. And for some of these guys, they've now played 3 years of pro or even 4 years of pro or 5 years of pro in Shillington's case. So, you know, these guys that aren't rookies anymore. So you have to go down there and be the guy and be the dominant force and like I said, be in the conversation.
You've got a game against Edmonton on Saturday and then again on Monday. What do you have a realistic kind of expectation? How many of these players at the prospect camp will then move on to main camp in a week?
Well, I think we'll see how things go. In the past, over the past number of years, we've brought most of them, if not all of them, into main camp. So I think we use it as a little bit of a carrot of, hey, let's see what you can do and make sure that you're deserving to go into camp. So I think we'll follow the expectation that we've had in the past I foresee most, if not all, of these players moving on to main camp in some form, of what that is, and do they play exhibition games or what have you. And the NHL is another conversation. But, you know, for especially our draft picks, those guys are coming. For some of the tryout guys, that's something that we'll determine here after the rookie camp.
Well, we're looking forward to it, Brad. It's time. With everything that we went from having no sports to having a bunch of sports, and now pretty much everything is rolling for us. It's an exciting time, and we look forward to hearing about the kids and getting ready for main camp in a week.
Yeah, no, us too. Really excited, guys, to get going here, and I'll fire you back a few reports this morning from testing to make sure you guys are up to date.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, the calipers. Let us know. What we're looking at there. That'd be great. That'd be great. Thank you, Brad.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, guys.